This is The Takeaway with Tanzina Vega.
Last week, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle announced on Instagram that they were breaking up with the royal family. The Duke and Duchess of Sussex announced that they were stepping back as senior members of the family to become financially independent from the British crown. The unprecedented move brought tons of pushback from British tabloids, particularly against Markle, who's been scrutinized by the press for her outsider status ever since she joined the family. Well, joining me now in studio to talk about all this is Morgan Jerkins, senior editor at Medium's Zora magazine. Morgan, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
So you wrote a piece for Zora, which says, and you say in your piece that Markle defeated the royal family.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean by that?
When I say that she defeated the royal family, she was an outsider from the beginning. And we saw in interviews how the tradition and protocol was taking a toll on her emotionally, physically. And when I say that she defeated the royal family, what I meant by that is that she's choosing her family, Prince Harry and Archie, and she's putting them above these huge stipulations on how to be in public.
The British press, one of the examples you give in your piece is an interview that she does with the press where, mm-hmm. where, and I think a lot of people felt that she was visibly hurting
yes.
during this interview. That interview, I think, stood out because it was somewhat more humane.
Yes.
Considering the rest of her treatment by the British press. How
yes.
much is her race factored into the coverage of her, particularly in the UK?
Oh, I mean, there is a reporter at BuzzFeed, her name is Ellie Hall, and she made a thread and she said, I have been reporting on the British royal family for 7 years and I have not seen any other member of that family get as much vitriol as Meghan. And she took screenshots of the comments that she would receive. Meghan Markle would be called mediocre. Okay, that's standard. Anybody can be called mediocre. But then it goes into her nose and then it goes into her hair and then she's called half-breed.
Wow.
So when we think about the British press, just like the American press, can be racist and sexist. And we cannot extricate that because when William was dating Kate, no one was making those type of comments. Like, yes, she had a name like Weighty Katie because they were dating for 10 years, but no one was talking about her in this sort of colonialist era throwback in mm-hmm. a way.
I want to talk a little bit about the reaction to this, not just in the UK, but also here in the United States.
Mm-hmm.
There have been, at least on social media, mm-hmm. people who are just like disappointed in Megxit. You know what I mean?
Oh, really?
They're just like, how could she do this? And almost like this level of disappointment that I don't see people having for other issues like Prince Andrew, for example. Why do you think there's so much frustration with what Meghan and Harry have decided to do?
Because whether or not people realize it, people expect for Black women to shoulder everything and to labor all the time. And that's why I made it clear in my piece, Meghan is a newlywed, she is a new mom, and yet she has been picked apart in a way that other members of the House of Windsor have not, including Prince Andrew with the allegations against him, including Prince William with the allegations against him with having an affair with someone from his circle. But she is struggling to fit into this new role, and we're picking apart, you know, the Daily Mail. Why is she holding her stomach while she is in her third trimester? Oh, she's difficult. All these different things. And people are upset. I think people are upset because maybe because she breaks the mold of what a princess should be in her castle and looking down upon the commoners, but also because what people are expecting her to do is they're expecting her to just carry the weight of all of this abuse on her shoulders, which is what Black women have been trying to fight against since time immemorial. Why do we have to do that? If we decide to break away from abuse, that's our prerogative to do so.
Morgan Jerkins is the senior editor at Medium's Zora magazine. Morgan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.